News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House has passed reauthorization of a key surveillance program. Ed Donahue has details.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagoo says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The bill is to go to the Senate next, but opponents have forced a vote on a procedural motion to be taken early next week, further delaying that. The program is set to expire next Friday. Speaker Johnson later visited the former president at his Mar-a-Lago estate, where Trump was asked about Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's threats to oust Johnson from the speaker's role.
She's a very good friend of mine, and I know she has a lot of respect for the speaker.
He was also asked about his hush money criminal trial set to begin Monday in New York after the judge rejected yet another request for a delay.
Jury selection is largely luck. It depends who you get. It's very unfair that I'm having a trial there. It's very unfair that we have this judge who hates Trump.
Trump's also repeated his views on Arizona's near-total abortion ban, saying the state Supreme Court went too far in allowing it to be enforced. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at a reproductive rights rally in Tucson.
Because of Donald Trump, one in three women of reproductive age in our country live in a state that has a Trump abortion ban.
This is AP News. The second round's complete at the Masters. Gray Maegard's there for us.
There is a three-way tie for the lead after two rounds of a windblown Masters tournament at the Augusta National Course. World number one Scottie Scheffler joins first-round leader Bryson DeChambeau and Max Homa on top at 6-under after surviving what some players described as the windiest conditions they'd ever seen. Homa had the best score of the three, a 1-under-71. They are two clear of Nicolai Højgaard and three ahead of Colin Morikawa and Cameron Davis. Tiger Woods easily made the weekend at 1-over while posting a Masters record 24th consecutive cut. Graham Agar's Augusta.
A judge has ordered Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter to undergo gambling addiction treatment. Ippei Mizuhara appeared in federal court on a charge of bank fraud. He's alleged to have stolen $16 million from Ohtani to finance his gambling. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.